Guys, look, when you said we had to go for a day of shooting, I was thinking cameras and stuff. No more cheesy gags, okay? I'll think of some better stuff, okay?
Ready?
Just give me one more chance, please.
Fire!
Why, you...
Where, as always, our two teams of mechanical magicians will attempt to turn this pile of junk into one of the great technological marvels of the age, all in a single day.
This week's challenge is to take a shot at building that great shaper of history, the heavy artillery cannon. When battle commences, each team will take aim at their own cinder block wall. Whoever makes the most complete job of reducing it to rubble will not only blow away the opposition, they'll shoot through to the semi-finals.
This week, it's not just junkyard wars, it's family wars.
In the green corner, we've the Happy Hicks family from Oregon. Their family motto is born and raised to kick some ass.
I'm Sam. I'm captain of the Hicks family. And my two daughters, Jakey and Anna.
I'm Jakey, and I'm the oldest daughter on the Hicks family team. My skills mostly come from tinkering in the garage with my dad.
I'm Anna, the youngest member of the Hicks family.
We are very competitive even with each other.
We'll be racing against each other to get it first. We both want to be the one with the prize.
Dad is just amazing. He can build anything out of absolutely nothing.
I hope that they think that we are little girly girls, and then we'll go out there and tear it up and show them what we're made of.
We're the Hicks family!
Keeping it in the family, we have a father and sons, the Wacky Washburns, who've built just about everything they own.
My name is Ray Washburn, and I'm the captain of the Washburn Boys.
We live junkyard wars. Our whole house and our whole life has been making things out of other stuff.
My name is John. I got my skills from watching my father. There's no weak link to our team.
I think being a family is going to make us really strong because we can kind of read each other really well. I think we're going to win.
We're the Washburn Boys from Madison, California.
And for the first time, both our experts are also from the same family.
The Hicks expert is Bruce Paulson. He makes farm machinery for a living, but his passion is building Civil War cannons.
While the Washburns expert is Bruce's identical twin brother and cannoneering partner, Bernie Paulson. These two have been arch rivals since they were born and rarely play by the rules.
All right, boys, let's go.
Time for the teams to face their challenge.
All right. Hicks family!
Yeah!
Washburns!
Yeah!
There is junk in them there hills, and I want you to turn that junk into a mighty weapon of war. I'm talking about a fire-belching behemoth with the ability to break any fortress wall and your opponent's hearts. Yeah! We're gonna blow this place up, and I want you to build me a heavy artillery cannon.
Yeah!
Okay, it's got to be mobile, it's got to be able to fire repeated shots, but above all, it's got to be powerful enough to destroy a cinder block wall. And I'm afraid you've got just 10 hours to build it. Your time starts when the gonger gongs. Are you ready?
Go!
The teams each have their own workshop, but first, they need a plan.
Okay, team, we need something big. A big cannon on a big carriage.
Okay.
And that's going to win.
Okay. Bruce's design is the simplest there is. First, they need a straight tube for a barrel. They'll then seal one end completely to make what's called the breech. The whole thing will sit on a gun carriage, a frame with wheels and pivots to raise and aim the gun. They'll also need to find some ammunition, but they'll be given the black powder to fire it. The barrel and breech must be strong enough to contain the force of the explosion, or the whole thing could fly apart.
All right, boys, make us a list. Let's go shopping.
We'll make a list. We're going to need a piece of pipe.
And then you're going to need some flat bar, or we're going to need a channel.
Over the fence, Washburn's expert Bernie aims to upstage brother Bruce.
First, it's got to go boom first.
Well, I got that. Yeah, what the hell are we going to use to make it go boom?
Okay, well, what we're going to do here is build a breech-loading smoothbore cannon that's going to beat everybody.
Bernie's more high-tech design will have the same basic ingredients as the Hicks, but with one major difference, a separate breech containing the black powder. This will be attached to the back of the barrel and provide the explosive power for the gun. But because their breech is removable, there's a greater risk it could go backwards instead of the ammunition going forwards.
To me, in this whole project, there's two critical pieces. That's this and this.
Let's get it. Let's get the stuff. Let's go. Let's go.
And the great family arms race begins.
This is so exciting. This must be the first time. It's total family show.
It is.
Identical twins. Mm-hmm.
We've got
families.
We've got the boys versus the girls.
Exactly.
It's going to be an interesting little setup. They're going to be building guns. It's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, I tell you. Or better yet, Civil War all over
now,
again.
Now, come on. This is a lot more serious than that.
The most important target in the scavenger's sights is a good gun barrel. Both teams need a tube which is straight and very, very strong.
Oh, it's like a maze.
The Hicks girls strike lucky, but they still have to pass the head of quality control.
Needs to be thicker wall.
I know, Dad, but that's what we have for now, so maybe we can use it as a cradle.
Is this what you were looking for?
And the boys have the same problem.
It's pretty close.
That's not half-inch wall. That's only 3/8 wall.
I know, but it's as good as I can find so far.
It looks good, but Bernie thinks its walls are too thin. It's the Hicks family trying to outgun the Washburn brothers in a race to build the perfect heavy artillery cannon.
The Hicks family think bigger is better with a large diameter front-loading gun.
While the Washburns are going for something more high-tech but more risky, a cannon that loads from the back end, a breech loader.
Right now, both teams are after the same thing, a good gun barrel. A tube with really thick walls to hold the force of exploding black powder.
How you doing with the pipe, girls?
We can only shop from what's in the junkyard.
Shop hard.
What do you think we're doing, walking around with our hands on our eyes?
I see some bits and bobs here, but nothing has been built yet. What is this actually going to be?
That's going to carry the cannon.
That's going to carry the cannon, okay? And on top of this, you're hoping to have some kind of a
framework to hold the cannon on top of it.
Okay. What about the barrel? Have you guys found anything yet that resembles
a barrel? We've got that piece there, but it's only a quarter wall.
Okay, we need something
a little thicker than that.
Can that be used for anything right now? Or?
Well, if we don't find anything else, we may have to use that piece to make it.
The barrel is the most critical part of any cannon. When a small quantity of black powder is ignited in a closed space, it expands from the size of a peanut to the size of an elephant in a fraction of a second. If the Hicks barrel can't take the pressure, it will burst big time.
It must be so cool to have the girls, you know, working together with you on something like this.
I mean, yeah, it is, really.
Yeah, you know, are you a bit of a taskmaster? Do you have them out there? Come on, get me some good stuff.
Woo-hoo! You bet. I want the best there is so I can win this thing.
What do you think they're saying to themselves? Would you lay off? I mean, what do you think they're saying about Dad back here?
Oh, if I ever get a hold of him,
I'm gonna kick his butt.
I know.
Hey, girls, I need that piece of pipe.
I know this is their cat, but that's some nice pipe.
Desperate for a thick-walled tube, the Hicks girls are contemplating daylight robbery.
I found this right here in the scrap heap.
Shame it ain't 5 feet long.
We're not gonna hit anything with that.
Except a whole lot of trouble.
How much range can we get with a 1 foot pipe that's
an inch thick?
I got your thick pipe, Dad. Okay, I didn't really get it. It's on the other team's cat, but they're not here.
No response.
We could use that for a breach, right?
The Washburn boys are hot on the tube trail. But expert Bernie's still not happy.
It's different.
Hey, Pop. How are things looking over here, then?
Pretty scary until we find a barrel.
So is this pipe the right kind of size that you're looking for?
Approximately, but it has to be thicker.
But it's just too thin walls.
We need a wall to be approximately a half an inch wall.
With the Washburn's breech loading design, a strong barrel isn't so important. The removable breech carries all the black powder, and with it, most of the force of the blast. But it must be engineered to fit exactly, or the explosion might escape from the back of the gun and leave the projectile standing. So finding material for the breech is crucial.
This is great. Look at here, look at here. Come here, bring it here.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's what we want. This is cool.
Look at this guy.
Look at this.
Yeah. Here's a real super sleuth right here.
Yes. Now, this is the stuff.
Could that be your breech?
But I know we're in good shape right now. If they can come in with that tube,
you're going to see a great big smile on my face.
I like that.
That's it. Bernie doesn't have long to wait. The boys have dug up an old hydraulic accumulator, a solid steel tube for holding oil at enormous pressures.
Oh, baby! You got it. All right. That's the stuff we want.
Is this what you're looking for? Look at the wall.
That's absolutely perfect. I mean, look on that.
Seamless wall?
You can't miss with a tube like that. Look in there.
Shane's spray can might even make an artillery shell.
That's a good fit.
So how's it going over there with the Washburn?
Usual confident talk. We'll be finished by lunchtime, totally laughing.
Yeah.
What about the ladies?
Well, the ladies and the pops here in the Hicks family, things not moving along as well.
Who's winning the scavenging race? Do you get a sense of it?
The scavenger, it's so hard out there.
Is it?
And, of course, Dad is a taskmaster. Come on, girls. And they're like, fine, when I get back in there.
I was going to say, they're not the kind of girls who look like they're going to take any nonsense.
They don't take guff from any man.
Did you find thick wall pipe?
Jake's found a small piece of pipe. Inside diameter is 4.5 inches, but it's not even a foot long.
The Hicks girls are still short of a good barrel. Really short.
How wide was that 1-inch thick wall piece? It was 1 foot long.
The inside diameter is 4.5 inches. Will that work?
I don't care. Bring it in. We'll make it work.
I love you, Dad.
It looks like a dead end, but expert Bruce has an idea.
We could just take and use the inch wall as a breech.
Bruce plans to weld the thick short tube around the back end of their thin barrel. This should take most of the force of the blast when the black powder explodes, preventing the barrel from shattering. But it's essential that it's a tight fit, or the barrel could still be damaged. There's a tiny amount of play, but Bruce thinks it's close enough. And his dream of a big gun is now within range. In heavy artillery, bigger has always meant better.
During World War I, the Germans developed huge guns to destroy fixed defenses. By World War II, the super gun had grown to mammoth proportions, including a British cannon mounted on a railway. While the Germans responded with the biggest gun ever built, a 1,000-ton giant called Gustav that fired a shell as heavy as a truck. Our teams will be using technology of a century earlier, the days of the American Civil War. Experts like former Marine Paul DeNubilo build and fire replica cannons. So who better to act as a judge for our two cannoneering teams?
So we're building cannons. How hard can it be to make one of these things?
It's not hard to make a cannon, make something that looks like a cannon. It is difficult to make a cannon that's going to shoot like a cannon because of the pressure that's built up by the black powder.
Yeah, what about the Washburn boys? What about disadvantages to doing a breech loading?
The first time it was fired, it may jam the breech so that they can't get it open again.
And that's not good. What about the Hicks family?
They're going for the best design for what we've got out here. They have a stronger, more reliable system, but they didn't find a good tube. Even though they reinforced the breech, the pressure may be still high enough, so when the pressure gets to that quarter-inch metal, which is only 5,000 PSI, it may burst right in front of the breech.
For the Hicks team, success depends on strengthening that barrel.
Can you actually calculate how much what the force of the explosion is going to be to know whether that's going to be enough length to take the impact?
I'm not concerned about this piece here.
That's going to not.
I'm concerned about the piece inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that why you're? Because you're looking slightly glum as well.
Yeah, I mean,
is that because this is a compromise?
But now we have to baby the gun because if we blow the gun up in the first shot, we're done. See, so now we have to play guessing games.
Oh, scary stuff.
Teams, you have 6 hours. That's 6 hours to finish those cannons.
No problem.
The Washburn's gun carriage is rapidly coming together.
While over in the Hicks camp, they've just got rolling on the carriage wheels.
Under Captain Ray's expert hand, the boys' fancy breech block is taking shape.
While Shane started a recycling campaign. If the ammo looks a bit lightweight, the boys have concrete plans for their cans.
Have you got the knock this thing over, or are you just going to hit the target?
We're going to take these cans and we're going to fill them full of concrete. And then launch them, and I don't know how fast. We'll have to ask Bernie. Probably a couple hundred miles an hour, I would imagine. And they should be hurling at the wall. And
those are going to fit. Those will fit in the barrel
really well.
Really,
actually, yeah.
And is that important that they actually fit really well?
Oh yeah, it's super important. If they leak all the way around, the projectile is just never going to come out of the barrel. You're just going to see a bunch of smoke come out, and then
smoke
show, kids. Yeah, yeah.
Bernie,
yes.
I got to tell you, they're doing really well over there. Your bro is flying.
Yeah, I don't believe you. He's a left-hander. He started out with a disadvantage, and he's always got to overcome these handicaps. See, so I figure I got the edge up.
We'll see if it works out. You're obviously confident. The boys are confident.
Yeah, hey.
Keep kicking at it, and we'll check in with you later.
That twin over there is going to lose.
Yeah, ow. Okay.
It's certainly no barrel of laughs in the Hicks camp.
Bad thoughts about this thin material here.
And Bruce has discovered that Bernie's boys have been hoarding all the best tubes.
That's the reason I kept asking the girls, where's the tube? Because they've been hauling tubes.
You know they're giggling over there, you know that.
Oh, I know.
Pardon me?
The other team has got it, that's my guess.
I'm going to go do some bartering.
So swallowing his pride, Bruce goes cap in hand to brother Bernie.
Well, has everything been going good, Jay?
Yeah, he's doing a fine job on that. He's almost done, he's just putting the groove in.
Everything's working good, huh?
Oh, beautiful.
I got a problem.
Yeah?
I've been looking high and low for that tube, and I can't find it.
Bernie picks out a tube from his collection of rejects.
I'll just set it right down here so he can measure it, because he may not want it.
It's not a lot better than what we have. It's just slightly heavier wall. Just hold it that second. I'll be right back.
It has thick walls, but looks narrower than Bruce's existing barrel. And size does matter.
Interior.
It's 4.5.
Quarter inch.
Here, I got to find out what the bore. Hold on to this.
I don't think it's worth it. I think we should continue with this job because it gives us a little bigger bore.
Bruce decides to gamble with the thin-walled but wider tube he already has.
I just can't believe they didn't make that swap.
Really?
I would have done it because the weak point here is that tube right there. The weak point is that quarter-inch tube. Wait, I put my money on it early on. I think the gun's going to burst.
Really?
I think the gun is going to burst.
First shot.
Perhaps not the first shot. The second shot,
is there
it will.
Any recourse? Is there anything positive
not
out
right
of
now.
This design? Nothing at all?
No.
Really?
No, it's going to be fun to watch it blow up.
The Hicks team may have permanently sealed their fate with their weak-barreled gun.
Nope. Morning.
While the Washburns think they have the edge. But tin cans don't bust walls, and their pop gun looks very short on firepower. The boys are shooting ahead with their gun carriage.
What a shame.
But the Hicks girls and dad are battling back. They've settled on a gun barrel, but it's the one they originally thought was too weak for the job.
Washburn's expert Bernie offered them a stronger tube, but they turned it down.
Because the Hicks expert Bruce thought his twin brother was trying to trick him into making a smaller gun.
That should scare you.
So who's fooling who?
All right, Hicks. Hicks family, I got some questions here. Now, rumor has it there's been some backroom shenanigans, some dirty pool going on. Have you guys been doing something behind our backs?
Nothing.
Not at
nothing,
all.
Level with me. Was there talk maybe exchanging?
They wanted us to have a smaller bore, so I went over and checked it out, and I could see what they were trying to do.
Hey, look at me. Yeah. Tell me you're telling me the truth.
Oh, yes. I am telling you the truth.
You were looking over there. I know. I can believe it.
But he says that you knew that he wanted to build a big cannon.
Well, of course.
And that you were trying to scupper him by giving him this wimpy little bit of pipe that actually is a smaller ball than the other one.
Yeah.
So that's true.
Worked, didn't it?
You see, you look such a nice guy, and actually you're pretty evil underneath that.
I learned all from the boys.
I think this episode should be called Junkyard Wars, The Loss of Innocence, because there is no honesty left on that set.
It's all gone.
Whatsoever.
We've been betrayed and treacherized.
This whole show has been about
lies. I'm actually in with Bruce and Bernie. I'm their third identical twin disguise.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah. I lied too.
Okay.
The truth is the Hicks family have some catching up to do.
You need to measure the inside of that so we can cut some of them square tubes right there. Put in between it to keep it the same width across.
Got it.
Teams, you have 4 hours.
We only need 3.
The Hicks' priority is to weld the protective sleeve to their thin barrel. Then they can work on attaching the barrel to their gun carriage.
What they need are some trunnions, essentially a pair of strong pivots that will hold the barrel while allowing it to tilt up and down. Captain Sam's using a simple tube welded to the barrel wall, but to make a pivot, he'll need another tube to slide over the top of it. And thankfully, Anna's already on the case.
The Washburn boys need trunnions too. And they already have some ready-made axle bearings that should do the job perfectly. Shooting them yet further ahead.
After all their barrel troubles, the Hicks girls have just noticed they're a few bullets short of an armory.
Hang on to this.
But they crack their ammunition shortage with some metal eggs. They're the protective caps from oxygen cylinders. They're a bit lightweight, but the caps themselves are only half the plan.
Hey, this is looking good.
Our bitter little pills for the other
Very
team.
Very bitter little pills. So that's how it's going to be. It's actually going to be two joined together like that.
A half or two of
them. And then this is, that's just a lump of lead.
That's the weight to make it heavy. Just going to weld it to one end and that'll be the leading end.
So it'll be...
And then if hopefully that's fill it with something.
If it's sitting like that, then it'll be going through the end like that.
Yep.
The Hicks flying pills may not be as effective as they think. To increase accuracy, they've made them nose-heavy, so that they fly in a straight line like an arrow. But an arrow is designed to pierce a target, not knock it down. So their shells may be extremely accurate, but not very destructive.
The Washburn cement-filled spray cans are designed to fly the same way as the Hicks family's flying pills. But the boys are now canning their tin can bullets. John thinks a solid steel hydraulic ramrod will hit the mark. It's a lot heavier than a concrete spray can and a near perfect fit in their barrel.
Is that a big bullet or is that a big bullet? Look at that. How's that? Hey, this, by the way, this is top secret.
The Washburn's solid cylinder isn't nose heavy, it's evenly weighted. So unlike the Hicks ammo, it'll tumble in the air like a football. There's a good chance it'll hit the wall side on and really do some damage.
Looking at the projectiles, at least the Washburn boys' projectiles, they've selected a cylinder about 6 pounds, very, very, very hard metal cylinder. And if they hit the target with this, it's going to be like a field goal. It is going to knock some bricks out of it.
You said you haven't had a chance to see what the Hicks...
No, I haven't had a chance to see the one they have. I understand it's the caps, the safety caps off the oxygen tube. They want it instead of just tumble uncontrollably. They want some kind of controlled tumble in it. I don't know if they're going to be able to accomplish that. That's out of their... wishful thinking.
Yeah. Now, how are you going to feel when the Hicks family nails that wall, crushes the thing... and the Washburn boys can't even get off first base?
Really bad, because I bet a dollar on the Washburn boys.
All right, check it out. Hey, how's that, huh? Hey,
oh my God.
That, you're looking at right there at the winning room. Don't even let the green game think about it.
Oh, this has got
to be. This is kept undercover.
That's killer.
That's a killer round there.
I found the perfect projectile in the junkyard.
Very clever.
There's only one problem. Oh. It's not heavy enough, or then again, maybe it is. Ah.
You're so macho.
I think just stupid, actually. Ow.
Well, let's hope they don't make that mistake.
Huh? I'm sorry. Head injury.
It might knock some sense into you.
Okay.
I mean, it definitely seems like both guns are looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I think what it's going to come down to is how good are those projectiles? Yeah. You know, are they going to be accurate? Are they going to be heavy enough? And are they actually going to do the damage? Here's what I think. I think if it was a straight bullseye target practice shootout,
winners,
the Washburn boys would definitely have it. But just in terms of the machine, but also in terms of kind of like what the team is like, I think total destruction seems more the arena of the Hicks family.
That's the game.
So, and I reckon that they might come through.
And even though the judge has changed his mind and said that this is dodgy, what they've got now. The Hicks family. I'm still sticking with the Hicks family.
Yeah.
I still got a feeling that bigger is better and simple is the way to go.
We shall see.
Yes.
The Hicks family are still working on their gun carriage.
While Captain Ray's nearly finished the Washburn's breech. Unfortunately, it doesn't fit the gun frame.
You see it? There you go.
Okay, yeah.
But with some fancy fast cutting, they're soon clear to try again.
And it's almost there.
Watch the birdie! 1 hour, teams!
Shut up!
Don't weld it to that other piece, no. I said roll the channel over and weld on the inside.
We got to work together.
If it's
together,
hard on me, it's hard on you.
Not just you. We got
Jakey,
four experts
Jakey,
here.
Stop. Four experts? Who's expert? Who?
Let's not fight, Dad. I'm quitting now. In fact, I'm walking away now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. See me? That's my back.
If you can't go to your room, go and weld something.
Some positioning here or something?
Yeah. This is fantastic.
The Washburns are now so far ahead, they're starting on the finishing touches, like a fancy gun sight.
Now that there, Bernie, is a sight for sore eyes.
But the gun they've almost finished has only half the barrel diameter of the Hicks cannon, which is finally looking like a gun.
They're using a car jack to raise and lower the gun barrel, but it's in the wrong position.
Should be lower.
So it's time for a quick jack change.
30 minutes, teams. You have 30 minutes to finish your cannon.
For the Washburn boys, the end is now in sight.
You kind of got the old lump in the throat.
So time for a victory parade to celebrate the fastest build in junkyard history.
The Hicks team are back on track with a brand new jack.
Driven on by Captain Sam, they're still hoping to beat the clock.
The gun's nearly finished. Their flying pills are a good fit, and they have some new ammunition.
These aren't exactly what we were talking about when we were talking about projectiles. These are a little different.
Remember I said we're going to try various different types of ammunition?
Right.
Again, it's just like in golf. It depends upon which hole you're hitting. See,
it's one hell of a golf game when you're using a cannon to hit the hole. But
they're going to be scared.
But what we got here? Ooh, nasty, yawning John. Very nice, very nice. What we got here? Bernie gets a piston. That's all he gets. Just a piston. And finally, Shane the Pain. Shane the Pain. Now, that's...
It's juvenile, but it works.
The Washburns don't know it yet, but they're sitting ducks. Or they will be if the Hicks team can ever finish their gun.
Teams, you have 15 minutes. 15 minutes to finish your machines.
Or your drinks, whichever comes first.
Tell me how things are going to pan out from start to finish for the Washburn boys.
I think they're going to have an accuracy problem with this
bolt that they've got is going to tumble and change its shape to the air. It could drift high, it could drift low, it could drift to the side, it could go straight on in. They've got to be able to hit the target to do any damage. If they do hit the target, it's going to do some damage.
Okay. Sorry. What about the Hicks family?
Hicks family are in trouble.
Right off the bat.
I'm sorry. A nice, nice group of people. But they're in trouble, and it started right from the beginning when they couldn't find the right barrel for that gun. That gun's going to come apart. That's all they have to worry about is staying out of the way of the flying pieces.
So it's the Washburn?
It's the Washburn, sir.
Okay.
But the Hicks family still believe they can not only finish, but win.
Or you might regret it if you don't.
All right, teams. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cool down! Yeah! Yeah! Okay,
yeah. Ready.
Get the rest, because tomorrow
we go to the firing range! Yeah!
Will the Washburn boys' high-velocity breech loader, made from a hydraulic ram plonked on a bed frame gun carriage, manage to hit the target?
Or will the Hicks family classic cannon, made from a reinforced water pipe resting on wheels from a boat trailer, explode in a shower of pieces? It's D-Day for our two teams of high-velocity junketeers and their heavy artillery. We're at a secluded gun range just north of Los Angeles, where we're about to test our junkyard super guns.
The teams have just 1 hour to make critical adjustments before the deadly shootout. So what are they doing? Decorating.
The rules are simple. Each team has their own cinder block wall to smash to smithereens. They're painted in the colours of the opposing team, just to add a little personal touch. The team that has destroyed or damaged the greatest number of blocks in their wall after three firings will win the shootout.
Knock it off, John.
To get the greatest impact from their black powder, both teams need to make sure their ammunition fits as tightly in the barrel as possible. And so it's down to that old junkyard standby, duct tape.
Oh, my God. They all fit like that? Man.
The targets are 150 yards away, beyond a low sand berm.
Even for old hands like Bernie and Bruce, this is going to be no turkey shoot.
That's pretty close to being right, even with the top line on the target, or on the flag.
It's quite tricky, isn't it, to actually miss the hill and still hit the target? Or are you confident that there's enough leeway there?
Oh, there's plenty of leeway, I think.
Yeah.
So are you going to aim just a tad over the top of the hill?
Well, probably a little more than a tad.
Two tads. I mean, I know we talked a lot yesterday about the integrity of your barrel. Say it does crack on the first shot, does that mean that the shot necessarily won't get out? Or could actually, I mean, the projectile...
It'll still be out.
It'll still be out.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you trust your daughters with black powder? That's the question.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine.
Exactly. Happy gunning.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. See the little Washburn boys get their fancy schmancy stenciling out there.
Yeah, what's the strategy for shot number one? How are you going to...
Well, we don't want to aim high, right, Bernie?
Right. We do not want to go over the target.
Correct.
We don't learn anything. We want to hit something, because we want to keep low but not hit the berm.
And how are you going to work out how much black powder to put in there?
We've got an easy job. Our chamber...
Just fill it up. Fill it up,
strike it flush, tape it off.
Okay.
That's it. It'll be a constant...
We won't change that.
Yeah.
That will not change. That'll be constant.
Oh, will it? So you're not going to gradually increase it over the round
or
anything?
No.
We're
going to change our projectiles may.
Right.
Change one thing at a time. That way you can vary that one
minimize
thing.
Minimize your variables.
Yeah.
There it is, all gussied up, looking sweet, the Washburn boys' cannon. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to do really well.
So what about the breech here? How's that? Oh, it's all stuck. How's that looking?
The breech is a good tight fit. It's a good tight fit. Well, our concern is it may jam. When the gun fires, you're going to have perhaps 50,000 foot-pounds of pressure pushing this back. On a 3-inch gun, you would.
Okay.
No problem at all. And me just hitting it with my hand like that, which can only be, say, 20 pounds.
And that thing
you
is
see, I've jammed
in there really nice and tight.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, let's see what's happening over here at the Hicks family gun. A nice shade of green to match the outfits, but this is the one you had more concerns about, isn't it?
The barrel is too thin. It's too thin for this application. It's probably only able to stand about 4,600 pounds of pressure. There's a gap between the barrel and this reinforce. The first shot is going to tend to expand the barrel to fill that gap. That's no problem, really, because it'll make it strong enough to handle any kind of pressure we'll be able to bring in here with black powder. But it's going to stress these fracture points.
I got to know, who do you like? Do you like the green machine, the Hicks family, or do you go with the Washburn boys in yellow?
My intuition says these guys are going to load that thing. They're going to go for broke. That cannon is going to blow up. That cannon is going to hold together. It's got less variables. There's your winning cannon right there.
It's the Washburn boys who will fire the first shot in the junkyard civil war.
First job is to load their solid steel projectile and securely wedge in the breech containing the black powder. Then work out how much their projectile will drop over 150 yards.
Change your sight picture to a little higher.
Is it above where I was at?
Just a fraction of an inch out, and they could miss the target by several feet.
I think we got her good.
The gun is loaded. Clear the range.
Charles Kresap is the range master. He arms the gun with an electric fuse so it can be fired remotely.
The igniter is set. The gun is hot.
The guns are made from junkyard parts and no one's taking any chances. So the teams retire to a concrete bunker where they can watch the firing on a video monitor.
All right, Captain Ray. You heard the word. Are the Washburn boys ready to do it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
We're ready. Do we need a countdown?
If
yeah,
you
go
like,
on.
Whatever you
Let's
want.
Let's do one.
Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
Party! Yeah!
Yeah!
Two-foot recoil. Yeah, that's great. Just left the picture.
The gun recoiled 20 feet. It seems to be in one piece. But what about the target?
What do you guys think? Do you guys think you got a good clean shot there?
Sure, felt like it.
Yeah?
As long as it cleaned the berm. See, that's the only thing. As long as it got over
that berm.
Okay. Good job. They got one of the Hicks girls right in the kneecap. Let's do some counting up. One. Two, three, four.
The Washburns don't yet know if they've even hit anything.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19 damaged bricks.
Total brick damage or removed is 19 bricks.
Woo!
Yes!
Woo!
First blood to the Washburns.
So, Paul, good shot.
It was a good shot. It was a good shot. You notice how far the projectile dropped and drifted to the left? They aimed perfectly for the top of the target. Even at this close range, that unstable projectile drifted way off to the left and dropped quite a bit.
Black Rock.
Yeah.
Now the Hicks family. Expert Bruce is playing it safe with a reduced amount of black powder. He's worried that their thin barrel could explode on firing.
Because of the smaller charge, Sam's decision is to aim slightly high, hoping the projectile will drop onto the target. The charge and ammo are loaded. Will it be boom or bust?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Has the Hicks gun survived?
There's no sign of anything broken. Amazingly, it's intact. The judge was wrong.
In the bunker, the Hicks team wait for the magic numbers.
Kathy to Tyler. I'm
standing by a completely intact wall.
Hi, Captain.
Hi.
Guess who gets the blame?
General disappointment on the Hicks family team.
I ain't happy. There's two more shots.
Oh.
Okay.
Good stuff. So let's
remove the implement.
Moving the implement.
The judge got one prediction right. The Washburn's breech has jammed.
A little tap.
Give me a hammer. You got the wedge for a hammer.
Oh, yeah, she's coming. You bet. We got her.
Clear.
No cuffer. Clear.
But after some subtle persuasion, the boys are set to go for an exact repeat of their first shot.
Looks good from here, huh? No, yeah, we don't want to touch.
No,
coming in here. She's loaded.
Check.
One more good score, and the Washburn's lead could be unbeatable.
I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yes. 3, 2, 1,
fire!
Very, very sweet. That was a nice sounding shot again.
Good sound, eh?
Yeah.
And it's bang on target.
They've certainly done a good job on that lump.
I'm pleased to report that I am once again counting bricks.
Yes! Yes! Yeah! Hey! Yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's an extra 10 bricks. 29 total bricks
for the Washburn boys.
Yes, sir!
All right.
That's okay.
So, Hicks family, pressure's on now. 29 bricks down.
29, it's actually better than I thought it would be. We can take that wall in 2 shots, Tyler.
Blow up that wall!
The Hicks team request an action replay to work out how they missed with their first shot.
It was between the flag, didn't it, and there. Yeah. So it's, on top.
Rather than underpowered, the shot flew just over the top of the wall.
Bruce's powder charge will stay the same for the second shot, but Sam's aim gets some scrutiny this time from the girls.
If they miss again, it could all be over for the Hicks family.
Oh, I love the smell of black powder in the morning. Welcome back, where it's D-Day for our two teams of high-velocity junketeers and their heavy artillery. The Hicks family just 3 bricks in the lead.
Yeah.
Let's give them some good vibes here. Some good vibes.
Come on, good vibes.
Just make it happen. Make it happen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah!
Good.
You guys must be feeling good about that. That was a good shot. That was a good shot.
I was feeling good about that.
Look at the state of that! My God! There's a lot of counting to do here.
Single section.
A whole single section. Wait, so the equivalent of this,
I've got
again,
a request
isn't it?
From the Hicks family. They just want to know.
Did they actually hit anything?
Did they hell? It's going to be a while before I can get back to you on a number because the number is going to be big.
So what give me some of that.
The number of destroyed or damaged bricks
for the Hicks family, shot number 2, is 32.
Yeah!
Set off an alarm on that one.
Well, it is absolutely neck and neck in our heavy artillery cannon contest, and each team has only got 1 shot left. Who's going to make it?
Right. Now it's down to the last shot for each team. The Washburn's record so far has been good. 2 shots, 2 hits.
Oh, is it on a rock or something?
But when the Washburns take aim for their last shot, they find their elevation jack is damaged.
It's fixable, but it could change the way the gun fires.
So what can you do? Because you're actually now behind.
We think we're going to drop down a little bit, get more wall, and then aim a little to the right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
If they miss now, they're out.
Give me the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we lost the beauty ring.
There's not a lot of counting to be done here.
Yes?
Okay, Tyler, here is the news. Tyler Washburn Brothers, Hicks family. I'm afraid it was a miss.
What?
A miss?
A miss. No bricks, no! Man. It's all over.
Oh, oh,
they missed.
Oh, my God. They missed.
With the Washburns' last shot a miss, the three bricks advantage the Hicks had from their second shot is enough to win the competition.
Final score, 32 for the Hicks family, 29 for the Washburn boys. So our winners of the big heavy artillery cannon show are the Hicks family!
Next in Discovery Science Night, taking a plan originally proposed by Leonardo da Vinci, the mega excavators are hard at work.